Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles and Blue Jays, first of three tonight. Trevor Rogers back on the bump for the Orioles. But more importantly, the Orioles have a new team president. At least we think they do, because they haven't officially announced it yet, though they did, as Jason, you pointed out to me, they did announce their fan appreciation stuff.
Yeah, we got a press release on that, yes, but nothing on the hierarchy of their baseball operations.
So let's go out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. IA Hall of Famer Jacob Calvin Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. He joins us now. And Jacob, thank you as always for your time. And what do you make of this Mike Elias promotion?
Yeah, well, I'd just like to start to say that if anybody at the Baltimore Sun wants to give me a secret promotion, that I'm more than open to it. I think there's a couple things to think about it. Firstly, is it like a little strange that it came, you know, quietly and nobody knew about this for 9 months and everybody has been calling Mike Elias by the wrong title? Like, it's very strange. It is. I don't think it matters, except for the fact that it is the latest data point that this front office operates in a much different way than the vast majority of front offices in Major League Baseball. I think if you just go and look at the history of the past 10 to 20 years of front offices, this is a pretty typical move. About half of MLB front offices have sort of this type of POBO / GM structure. And a lot of GMs end up being the one promoted to POBO after like 6 or 7 years. So the timeline for all this makes sense. It's just strange that it was done in secret. And it's additionally strange that then the news is broken amid, you know, one of the most disappointing seasons in franchise history.
Well, let's take it a step further, because they happen in threes. Then the story is obviously correct. They confirm it on background off the record for certain people who cover the team. And then they go about their business. Mike Elias doesn't talk to anybody. The owner doesn't come down and talk to anybody. They don't even put out a press release addressing it and sort of putting their own spin on it. Like, professional organizations don't operate this way.
My guess is that when they hire the GM, then they will do a press release, sort of a joint type of deal, where they kind of announce where they announce Mike's promotion officially, and then they hire the GM. And you know, obviously you guys know this, but Mike Elias is still going to be the person at the top of.
Oh yeah.
Someone making the decisions. Could the person that they hire to presumably be his number two, could this be somebody that's important? Could they perhaps bring something to the organization that is not currently there? Could it be influential in the medium to long term? Yes. But is this like that big of a deal? It's probably not. It's kind of just like, man, if you have the same title at your job for 6 to 7 years and you have a 3-year run that's as successful, you know, despite the postseason failures, if you have 3 straight winning seasons and you get a new boss who has a lot more money in his pockets, it probably behooves you to get a promotion.
Jacob, the thing that I can't wrap my head around with all of this is, what is the benefit of not telling anyone? Because David Rubenstein met with the media, met with you guys in Sarasota during spring training when presumably this promotion had already happened at that point. Like, I just can't wrap my head around what is the benefit of keeping this quiet?
Yeah, one of the funnier parts about it is, and I could be wrong here, I don't think I am, David Rubenstein has done multiple, you know, his typical like C-SPAN type media appearances, you know, over the past year or so. And the times that he does it, he references Elias as a general manager, I believe. And he said, you know, he likes to say that, you know, the Orioles have one of the best general managers in Major League Baseball. And so, even he's been calling him the GM and not the Pobo. So what's the benefit of this? I'm not sure that there needs to be one. And I try not to just, I don't think it's that important, honestly. I think it's just weird. But my guess is that if there's a tiny sliver of a benefit, then they're going to take it and they're going to do things that way. But maybe there just isn't one, and this is just the way that they want to do business. And you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter for what's been a pretty disappointing season on the field either way.
I just need to, like, it doesn't really matter. This guy's going to get to hire somebody else who might also become part of a puppet regime. Like, he's now got longer job security because he could say, well, you can't judge me for what I was as a GM. As part of me no longer being the GM, even if they're going to hire the GM, and the GM very well could be someone who's part of the same insular clique he's already a part of. You know what I mean? So he's getting more money. He's getting more power, and there's less accountability because now the buck – For everyday things, he's going to, like, if he wants to, he can just go off the record and say, well, I really wasn't. I had other stuff I was involved in there. Like, I've covered professional sports since I'm 19. Team president's the greatest gig in the world. It's accountability when it's good for you, and it's somebody else's fault when it's not.
Yeah, I think I'm going to push back on that a little bit, just in terms of, let's say this promotion didn't happen. There's still a possibility that there still would have been some sort of hire this offseason. And there might be there's probably going to be other movement in the front office as well. And so, yes, he gets to hire somebody, and that is influential. But, you know, he already had that power in the first place. Additionally, that, like, in Major League Baseball, especially recently, I'm not saying that being promoted to president of baseball operations is, like, an insignificant thing. I'm just saying that I really don't think it changes the calculus that much, except for that in hindsight, the people who thought that there was a chance that Michael Elias was going to get fired this season or this offseason, and again, I've been repeatedly saying that was not going to happen, if people had known that he had just been promoted to Pobo, then they probably would not have, you know, have thought that there was a chance that that could happen. And so, like, I really don't think that this changes the outlook much. What it might change a little bit is what David Rubenstein has said publicly about Michael Elias is glowing, right? That this is one of the best executives in Major League Baseball. And the fact that Michael Elias was the GM of this team very much appeared to be a feature and not a bug of David Rubenstein's interest in purchasing the team. And so this is just another data point in that David Rubenstein trusts Michael Elias, but I don't think it makes him any harder to fire if things change next season, the year after that. I really just think this is sort of a, you know, probably a little bit of a pay bump and a title change.
Talking with Jacob Calvin-Meyer, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Jacob, let's talk a little bit about the team on the field. They've won 8 of 9. They're walking off teams left and right. What can we take away from this? Because you've said it. This is a bit of a lost season, but is there any takeaways from all this?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Yeah, probably not. I mean, like, I think what we all said at the beginning of the year, which is that, hey, we think this is going to be a pretty good team in the second half, and they just need to tread water. And they were so bad at treading water that there was nothing that they could do over the season's final 3 months to kind of gain ground on what they lost. And so I think there are some individual things that you can look at that are optimistic, but there are still the concerning things remain, right? Like, there's still a lot that needs to be done regarding the bullpen, especially. Money is going to need to be spent on this rotation. And then there's additional questions about the health concerns of several members of the young core. But I believe I went and looked a couple days ago, and the Orioles rotation since the Trevor Rogers game in late May, I think, ranks 14th in Major League Baseball. And since in the second half, I think it ranked 8th. And so, like, this is a solid rotation right now. It has been for a good bit. You know, when you get Kyle Bradish back, who was a legitimate ace, that helps. And so there should be some optimism regarding the rotation, but that necessitates the front office going out and spending money to get a starter and or making a trade. But, like, the pieces are there for them to kind of put this puzzle together this offseason. It's just this offseason is going to need to go better than what the last one did.
Jacob, after the break, we're going to get into Gunnar Henderson, who's really slumping in the month of September. He's 3-for-28, and now his season-long OPS, 787, which isn't bad by any means, but it's not Gunnar Henderson level that we're expecting. And we know that the power has been down year over year, 16 home runs right now. What are you seeing from Gunnar?
Yeah, I think that the most concerning thing, just from a season-long trend, you know, slump or no slump, is the fact that he's really pounding the ball into the ground. He's not lifting the ball the way that he was last season, or even it's gone so far in the other direction, and that's been a concern. We saw this with Jackson in terms of, like, a slump. You know, it was a couple of weeks ago that Jackson Holliday ended up, you know, dipping down to, like, a 680 OPS, and then it was like, boom, he got going, and, you know, then now it's above 700. So, like, my guess is that Gunner's just going through a typical slump. He'll end the season with an OPS that's in the low 8s, and then I think we can chalk this season up to just, you know, maybe the oblique, I guess it wasn't oblique, the intercostal strain or whatever it was called, you know, maybe affected him at the beginning of the season, and then things weren't going well for the team, and maybe he has something with his swing that he really needs to work on in the offseason. But if he worked on it during the season, he didn't want to, like, kind of screw up his swing. And if you can be a 280 hitter with an 800 OPS and maybe not hit for as much power, is that worth you risking that production to hit more homers? So my guess is that Gunner's going to say at the end of the season or at the beginning of spring training that he really worked this year to improve his power and to kind of start lifting the ball a little bit more.
Jacob Kalvenmeier covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Jacob, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas.
Coming up next, as Bone just alluded to, we will talk about Gunnar Henderson. And what about this lineup? It's all the young dudes next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.